Now, back to the Jack and Tom Show on 1320 WILS.
Welcome back. Jack Ebling here with Tom Crawford, our producer Scott Eckersley, okay. The Jack and Tom
Let's
Show.
Stay on. Okay, we ended that last segment. You were going to talk about Jerry Rice and the Bricks.
Yeah.
Okay. So let's, I'm just trying to do an FYI. Okay. Yeah, let's make sure
stay on that.
Stay on track.
All right. Stay with the game plan.
Yeah.
I had a chance to talk to Jerry Rice.
Okay. Because I brought up the thing about the Bricks.
I was very curious about that. Two things interested me. Catching Bricks and his work ethic. Mm-hmm. He and Walter Payton, greatest work ethics in NFL history.
Oh, no question.
And Jerry Rice said yes, and it developed soft hands for him. He says that's one of the reasons that he almost never dropped a ball. He dropped a couple in his career, but not many. You can count them on two hands. And catching of the Bricks in Mississippi was a big reason why. Amazing the number of football players who come from Mississippi. Don't think of that as a great state. Walter Payton, Jerry Rice, Brett Favre. I mean, you can go on and on and on with
was
the list.
Was Archie Manning from Mississippi?
Yeah. No, he was. Yeah, he was.
He went to Ole Miss.
Yeah, no, he was from Mississippi, yeah.
There you go.
So, tremendous, the number of players in terms of population
from
Mississippi.
You know, also catching water balloons is another exercise for soft hands.
Really? Do you have Cody doing that? Do you have him standing
down?
You're dropping water balloons on him from the roof
I'm
of your house?
I learned a lot of practices about catching. We haven't done that one, but catching water balloons.
That's an interesting one.
Because you have to exercise incredible amount of soft hands.
You have to give when the
impact of the ball on your fingertips. You're doing the diamond.
It sounds like a Bill Ferracco receiver drill.
No.
Does he have water balloons he's throwing at guys?
Me. There's no water balloons out there.
Okay.
Yeah. No, but that's another exercise. But the brick thing always stood out. Talk about kids. And there's two kind of great athlete football players. Oh, man, the guy's got so much talent. If he just had a little more work ethic, who knows how good he would have been. Or the guy who's got limited talent, but he busts his butt and, he just everything he gains, he just did it with his work ethic. Okay. Then you got Jerry Rice, who is the ultimate combination.
Greatest football player of all time.
I hate to ever agree with you, but I'm agreeing with you. He is the greatest football player of all time, mm-hmm. in my mind. And that when you look at, watch NFL films, just watch the precision of his routes.
Right. Exactly.
It's not the touchdowns. It's watch his routes.
He was the one contemporary receiver who could match Raymond Berry in terms of if you blindfolded him, he would run every route within a foot with blindfold.
Wow.
And Raymond Berry used to do that and have his wife throw passes to him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's enough. It goes back to that muscle memory thing. But, I mean, who else besides, when you think of great wide receivers, I mean, who even comes close to Jerry Rice? And let's go back. Let's do the Neanderthal thing and go back to, like you and I do, 4 and 5 decades. I mean, there's
no one. He's the only guy at any position in the NFL where you can say you can't really have a debate. I mean, you want to really put Chris Carter up there or Marvin Harrison? Nice receivers. I mean, Hall of Fame receivers, but they're not Jerry.
Right.
I'm not talking about Jerry from Hazlitt.
Yeah.
We're talking about Jerry Rice.
And I remember when he came out of Mississippi Valley State University, wasn't it?
You remember
it?
His quarterback?
Yeah. Willie Thrower?
No, that's a Michigan State guy.
Oh, yeah. No,
Willie Totten.
Willie
Totten.
Yeah.
Mississippi Valley State.
And I remember his name was Willie.
Eckersley's just shaking his head. There
no.
they go again.
I
dinosaur
knew that.
Exhibit.
You know, because I was, what? And you didn't even know me because I was just a stringer, but I just came, when I came back from, you were just like, get out of here, dude. When I came back from Texas, I had, I started stringing for six months to a year at the Journal. And,
I remember you guys used to leave all the rappers around.
Steve Waite.
Yeah.
Was one of these stat freaks. So he's throwing out the latest on Jerry Rice and Willie Totten. He's throwing out these, incredible amount of yardage these guys were, heaving for Mississippi Valley State.
Yeah. Well, it's a great class. It really is. How about Emmitt Smith?
Oh, yeah.
The all-time leading rusher.
Escambia High.
Yeah.
In Pensacola, Florida. Yeah. Absolutely. I know a lot of people saw him play in high school. Just one dominant high school football player.
You always tell the story about wanting to impress, so you go out and take on the toughest guy, Kirk Gibson, Tommy Grace.
Yeah. Story.
And so the guys at Escambia decided that they were going to show this freshman something. He came in, and he'd run for 11,000 yards a game against all these seventh graders, right? So they were going to teach him a lesson the first day. So the team captain goes, and he's going to put a lick on him. He says, all he remembers is he's sitting there holding a shoe and looking at the guy celebrating in the end zone. He said from that point on, they knew they had something special.
I'll tell you what, you know, that's where that caliber of football down in Florida and the panhandle, all it's just it's another level down there.
If they didn't have spring football, you never would have made it.
Now, you guys are talking, Jack, you said there's no debate with Jerry Rice about being the best wide receiver. Emmitt Smith holds quite a few records, all-time leading rusher.
Yep.
How big of a debate is there? Is he even the best running back?
A lot of people would argue that he isn't. I would be one who would say that he's on the list, maybe the top five. I'm one of the few people who think that Emmitt Smith is better than Barry Sanders.
They're close. They're real close. I mean, Barry Sanders, though, when you watch...
Barry Sanders was electric. He was a human highlight reel. And yeah, I watched an awful lot of his
runs.
Well, the way
he could stop, it was almost like something you see on a video, you know, where he stopped, and his ability to switch directions. You look at that Oklahoma State footage more so than anything. I mean, incredible going against the grain, and then obviously I think he got a lot of accolades.
You know,
He
had the same ability Gale Sayers did that made you look stupid. He didn't just beat you; he made you look stupid. Yeah. Alan Barnett. Remember, he got corkscrewed into the ground when he's playing for the Patriots against the Lions.
Yeah.
Barry Sanders just twisted him around, made him look like you put your head on a bat and spin around. Yeah, that's what Barry Sanders could do. Emmitt Smith was better.
Yeah. Now, there's another Detroit line. There's a Detroit line, Dick LeBeau. Remember, number 44 is in this class.
Yes.
And I remember him. Now, that's when I first started following the Lions back in the Milt Plum, Pat Studstill, Amos Marsh.
Yes.
That era, and Dick LeBeau was a DB and
Ohio Stater.
Yeah, that's the negative side of that. But
he's still trying to find Dave Parks from San Francisco. Couldn't cover him.
Couldn't
cover some of the other
receiver.
Guys that they had with the Colts either. He couldn't cover any of them.
Yeah, but and also Floyd Little,
Floyd
Syracuse,
Little.
Denver Broncos. Russ Grimm of the Hogs of the Washington Redskins,
Pittsburgh.
And Ricky Jackson, that great linebacker, and John Randall, who is. Probably the most intense on the NFL films.
Yeah.
He's a guy that you know. You talk about some guy.
I'd
who's
like to
really
be in a
intense.
Huddle with John Randall and Mike Singletary.
Oh, Singletary with his eyeball, you know, his eyes just like popping out. Yeah.
And Chris Berman. How about Chris Berman being recognized?
Well, Boomer deserves it, don't you think?
Yeah,
I mean, he's an icon. I mean, when I think of, of all the shows that. All the preview shows for the NFL, I watch ESPN. I always have.
Do you ever wonder what Chris Berman does the rest of the year?
He doesn't have to do anything. I mean, they're specialists.
I mean, he goes a long way from the draft. He does a little bit of baseball. He likes baseball. So he'll fill in on that.
But you know what? The specialist is what's making it in the sports journalism world. There's more specialists than there has been before.
You brought it up with Emmitt Smith and Scott. Who's the greatest running back of all time then, if it isn't Emmitt Smith?
Well, I think it's Barry Sanders with Emmitt Smith right there next to him. Yeah. Barry Sanders is the greatest I've ever seen in, you know, as far as watching. You know.
Well, as a runner,
game
but
in
terms of
on
receiving,
TV.
Blocking, goal line running, some of those things, I don't think he quite measures up. Jim Brown and Walter Payton, to me, are the two.
Jim Brown, 4 years tested. I would like to see
four
how
years.
He,
what?
How many years did he play?
Nine.
Now? Oh, he
led
nine?
The league in rushing eight times in 9 years.
Gale Sayers was 4 or 6.
Gale Sayers played 6 years.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I thought
not
Jim
long.
Brown was less.
All right, we'll be back, and we'll be talking in just a moment to John Johnson. Michigan High School Athletic Association, Jack and Tom Show, 1320 WILS.